I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob, what's your take on one of the most popular topics in town, the use or lack thereof of number 88?
I'm surprised by that, actually, because I thought coming into the season and the affinity that Arthur Smith has with tight ends that he would be a prominent fixture, which is why they went out and got Jonnu Smith. And I still think there's time for this to play out. I think when you do what they've done with Darnell Washington and Mr. Eligible, they're trying to establish something and help out their tackles. I get all of that. But snaps become difficult, especially for guys who aren't as good at blockers as those guys. And that, you know, falls into Pat Freiermuth. He's too talented to ignore. I still think they got to find a way to do it, and I think they will in time. So I think it's one of those things. I'm surprised, but I'm not disappointed. Because they're getting the results, and I think he's a team guy, and I think he understands how this works, but he'll get his shot. I believe he and Jonnu both will.
Speaking of that, Bob, did you see where Arthur Smith was mentioned by Ian Rappaport as a candidate in Tennessee? What do you make of that?
Well, if I'm him, and if he wants to get back in the head coaching game, I would have to ask this question. Do I, as Arthur Smith, believe in Cam Ward? I don't know my answer to that yet. Because if I went down there, and they got a long way to go to rebuild that program, I think. It starts with him.
From Tennessee, born in Memphis. How about that?
That's fine. I mean, he's been around, today everything is connected one way or the other. So I don't think that'll impact what he does. I think what will impact is what he believes they have on offense and defense. And right now it's not all that much.
I guess I still have to see a lot. I thought he had a good game the other day.
I thought the first play was genius. I didn't expect that. When I saw those two guys run out to the field, didn't you? You thought you were going to have a run play because that's all they do with those things. Or
right.
Sure, all of a sudden.
Certainly the Browns did, yeah.
So Del Pitt comes up. He forgets about a guy who's 6'8". lets him go by him. And, man, what a good call.
I thought the whole game was pretty good from a scheme point of view. For example, DK Metcalf breaks wide open. It was the pass Rodgers underthrew. Then on the very next play, they scheme away from Myles Garrett. It's a rollout for Rodgers, and your best receiver is wide open again. We went games. We went months without seeing a wide receiver run open across the middle for the Steelers over the last 3, 4, 5 years. He had his best guy on consecutive plays wide open, Bob.
Yes, he did, and a rollout was a great thing for them to add into it because it just when you have moving pocket, so to speak, or when he's rolling, all of a sudden Myles Garrett has to cover a lot of ground to try to get to him or anyone else for that matter. And he's good about throwing the ball on the run. We've seen that now. We saw it on the throw to Freiermuth, which was 40 yards down the field, right on the money, and he dropped it. And we saw it on the touchdown to Connor Hayward.
Yes, we did. That was a great play, too. A little ad lib there. But I guess I don't really get it with the Arthur Smith, we want him to be our head coach thing. I mean, it didn't really work out in Atlanta. It's been okay here, but we still need to see a lot more. What are they? The 29th in the NFL in offense, yardage wise,
yes.
Bob?
Yeah, and again, that's, I think, you know, it's like any play calling. You're going to have to sequence some things from formations you have already. And that's what they did on that first play. They did something that you wouldn't have expected from a formation that I think Cleveland
would you believed, hire this guy as your head coach?
I don't know. I mean, I look at what he did in Atlanta.
He wouldn't be a top my list of candidates.
No, and he had his chance in Atlanta, and that didn't work out for three straight years. So I think he's a smart football mind, but I also, you know, to be a head coach, you got to have a lot more than that going.
Well, let's get to Nick Faribault. Is he going to be on the video limits? All right, we'll get him on the phone here on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Nick Faribault from Penn Live. Nick, let's get right to the question that we were just asking here. About Freiermuth. It seems to be a weekly question. What's happening here, and is there a chance that he'll be traded?
I wouldn't be stunned if he is on the market. I'll say that, because they don't seem to have plans for him. I mean, it's really that simple right now. We're talking about a guy that is getting paid $12 million per year, fell to 21 snaps in the last game. He was behind Jonnu Smith, behind Darnell Washington. I think they've, as I've said before, kind of have realized very quickly Darnell Washington is pretty indispensable. They can't really take him off the field because they can't really run the ball without him on the field. And so he's kind of needed on there. And then Jonnu is kind of their yak threat, and we know how much Arthur Smith loves Jonnu. So if you're not going to use Pat Freiermuth like a $12 million tight end, then it's really hard to justify that acquisition cost. And it's potentially something that you can turn into maybe a pick that you can then flip for a receiver. Like, there's different things you can do with that acquisition that you might get from a trade for him. I think right now with his usage, I like Pat Freiermuth as a player. I think he's being sorely underutilized, but it's pretty clear right now to me from how they're utilizing him, from what they're asking him to do, they just don't have a clear, concrete plan for him. And they have more concrete plans for Darnell Washington and Jonnu Smith. Even Connor Hayward has his own little niche role as his versatile player. Muth is just kind of floating around out there. And I know they say that he's going to have his moment in the sun and all of this, but they haven't shown me anything that's going to kind of bring that out just yet.
Nick, is it simply what you described as they're using big, heavy packages? They're putting him in a position to help out Broderick Jones, and Mr. Eligible is in there as well, Spencer Henderson. Is it just that, or is there something more to that? Because I still think they made a commitment to him, and I think they had visions of him becoming one of those guys who can, you know, pit, you know, go 50, 65 catches and make big plays down the field after the catch. So is it a combination of both? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a combination. You know, I do think going heavier packages naturally lends itself to Darnell just playing a lot. And then your second tight end in that formation, obviously, is Spencer Anderson. So you're not going to have the second guy on the field. What I don't understand, and this is just me kind of spitballing here, I just don't understand why Freiermuth is being put to the back door for Jonnu Smith. I just don't really understand. I never really understood the acquisition of Jonnu Smith. He felt kind of redundant, to be quite honest with you, in this offense. They do a lot of the same things. I think Freiermuth is a better zone beater. He doesn't have the yards after catch ability that Smith has, but they have plenty of that already on their roster. It's just a little bit of a weird decision to me to prioritize Jonnu Smith over Pat Freiermuth. I think that to me is kind of what is happening here. And, you know, Washington taking on a bigger role is not surprising. He has taken a step in every single year. He's now not a non-zero in the passing game. He is a guy that can legitimately catch footballs and run decent routes and allow you to hit him over the middle of the field and on these kind of bootlegs. He's a big weapon there. But Smith, he's kind of this guy. I mean, his average depth of target right now is under a yard. They're basically using him as a screen running back, jet sweep guy, and I just think that's not a super valuable thing that they need in this offense. So I think that between those two things, that has kind of squeezed Freiermuth's role out of this offense and maybe to the detriment of the offense, to be quite honest with you.
Do you think that this is any bit, Nick, similar to a Garrett Wilson situation in New York? Now, they're different types of players, but that Aaron Rodgers maybe just doesn't trust Freiermuth or has the chemistry with Freiermuth that's necessary?
I don't necessarily think it's a Garrett Wilson situation, because I thought there was tension there. I don't feel tension between Rodgers and Muth. I don't think there's the same level of connection between Freiermuth and Rodgers as there is certainly with Rodgers and Washington. I think those two guys feel like they're really on the same wavelength. And Rodgers and Smith, you know, I think are also probably at a better spot there. So I do think that's part of it, too. That connection just hasn't really developed. It hasn't blossomed like it should. And when you kind of take it in context with the other things I talked about, it kind of explains why he's not playing as much. And I do think, you know, if there's a week where Freiermuth is going to wake up and have a big game, it's this week. This is a good matchup for him. Those linebackers for Cincinnati have struggled this year. And he's a zone beater. He is kind of a guy that settles down in zones. He's a really smart, heady player. Cincinnati runs a bunch of that. So if there is going to be a week where Pat Freiermuth gets the usage up and really has his moment in the sun, it's against Cincinnati. And that's been in the past, too, but this should be the week that they utilize him. Let's see if they do it.
All right, Nick. We have Nick Farabaugh from Penn Live. Does a great job covering the Steelers. Limits, can you cue up Mike Tomlin on the Browns trading Joe Flacco within the division? And we'll play that for Nick.
Very interesting moment that happened yesterday.
I thought it was a brutally honest answer and also a really honest news conference, Bob. It was devoid of the usual cliches that we hear from Tomlin, where it's almost unlistenable at times. We feel like we've heard this a trillion times before. And my theory is yesterday he was tired and cranky from staying up all night, getting ready for a Thursday game. And I'm the same way when I'm tired and cranky. Let's just get to the point here. Let's go.
But I also think it's still his affinity or respect for Joe Flacco. And he truly looked at what Cleveland was doing and said, what are you doing for a team in your division that needs its most important position filled, and you're going to help them do that?
Right. You know, who I don't think he has an affinity or much respect for, and I don't want to speak for him, I just get this vibe, is Andrew Berry, the guy who's running the Browns. Let's hear this, Nick.
You've coached in the AFC North longer than anybody. What did you make of the rarity of seeing an intra-divisional trade of experienced quarterback inside the division?
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us. Because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
When the Bengals acquired him, knowing what you know about Zach and how he likes to run his offense, like from Cincinnati's perspective, did it make sense for them?
It certainly made sense from Cincinnati's perspective.
That was Benzie from the top rope. Are you friends with Benzie, Nick?
Me and Benzie are cool. Friends, acquaintances, maybe.
All right. Well, is there a story here, Limits, that I don't know about?
Is there something here? Do you not like Benzie?
What's happening here?
They work together. You have a lot of people that you have associations with.
Yeah. Mike T coming from the top rope there. There's no story with Benzie and I. Me and Benzie are cool, which is, you know, friends and. You're not friends with everyone on the beat.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's something that you have to develop.
That was an honest answer, just like Tomlin's. What did you make of his answer?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at what kind of Mike T said there, I came at it from three angles. One, I think you guys kind of hit it on the head. I think he's mad that he has to face Joe Flacco. Hey, listen, I'd be licking my chops if I saw Jake Browning's film, too. It's bad. He probably thought he would be able to walk into Cincinnati against Jake Browning and really kind of coast on it. I mean, if your two matchups were Dillon Gabriel and Jake Browning, you would feel really good about it too. Flacco has also just been the type of quarterback that has been able to dice up the Steelers defense. He's played against it for 20 years. It hasn't changed that much since LeBeau was around. They do a lot of the same stuff. Still play cover one, cover three. He knows where the bones are buried. And so that, I think, is annoying to Mike Tomlin, just because you face a guy that you know so well and someone that knows you so well, it gets a little bit annoying in that respect. And Flacco, I mean, look at what he did last year. He came in on a whim when Richardson got hurt, diced him up for 2.5 quarters, beat him in Indianapolis. I think that's on his mind. Don't forget the comment that was from earlier this year where he kind of shouted out that he didn't want Flacco in that game. I think that speaks to that. So I think that's part of it. I also think there's a coaching fraternity thing here between, you know, kind of Kevin Stefanski taking a lot of heat in Cleveland right now. And that was at least a little bit of a way, I think, for Mike T to take some heat off Stefanski and put it on Andrew Berry. Stefanski and Mike T did work together in Minnesota when he was the defensive coordinator there. So they've known each other. They've been on the same staff before. I think Mike Tomlin has respect for Kevin Stefanski. I'm not so sure, as you mentioned, he has the same for Andrew Berry. So I think there's two kind of things to look at there. But I think he is mad that he has to plan for Joe Flacco on a short week, because Joe Flacco can pick up that Cincinnati offense, and you have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins to worry about. It is not going to be a walk in the park like it would have been, in my opinion, with Jake Brown.
I agree 100% what you said about Stefanski.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And here's another thing about that move that was made. If you watched Stefanski's press conference last week, he was asked about that trade, and he said, I had no idea this was happening. How does a GM and a coach not on the same page on something as big as trading the guy who you named as a starting quarterback to start this season? That doesn't make any sense to me. And maybe Mike Tomlin was saying, well, this guy is hanging his coach out to dry. And you're right, it is a coaching fraternity, Nick. So they know each other. I'm sure he knows Kevin a lot more than he knows Andrew Berry. So, and to your point, last year, 16 of 26 off the bench, 168 and 2 touchdowns, Joe. That's exactly what Joe Flacco did against the Steelers. So, I think that's all, I think there's many layers to what Mike Tomlin said yesterday.
Is that a question for Nick?
I was just trying to follow up with what he said about Flacco. If you want a question, here's my next question.
I zoned out. I was reading Jerry Dulac's chat. I thought you were asking him a question, and then I zoned out.
I wanted to double down on what he said about Stefanski, and I brought up last week, if you were paying attention, but you're not,
Stefanski said he had
no idea the trade was being made. How does a coach not know what a GM is doing?
I don't know. Everything in Cleveland makes no sense. What are they doing?
I don't know. What are they ever doing, Bob? All right.
By the way, I got a nice note of condolence from Shelty last week, which I really appreciate.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes beyond what we do here, and, relationships are relationships.
Yeah.
They go beyond.
I really appreciate
that. Yeah, the stuff we do. So, all right. So, Nick, I do have a question for you then. We've seen a lot of different things from Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers. I really liked what I saw about him rolling out to the right and making throws. It seems to make it more difficult to put pressure on the quarterback. When Cleveland came up the middle, he was already out of there moving to his right, and he's good enough to do it. Do you think we're going to see more of that stuff, or was that just maybe for this game because of Myles Garrett?
Well, I do think part of it was Myles Garrett. It just rolled them away naturally from him. They created traffic for him. He wasn't able to make plays. So I do think that was part of it. But they did the same thing against the Jets. I think when they see more man-to-man heavy teams, it's kind of a nice way to pickpocket them, if you will. They got to keep their eye discipline. Or if they don't, you get big plays like the Darnell Washington one. It's a good way to be sneaky with your scheme. The Steelers don't really run a lot of plays. I don't know if people realize that when they watch it live, but it's a lot of the same stuff dressed up differently. And it's been a really good job by Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers to kind of come together and marry the Rodgers hits and the Arthur Smith hits. And that, I think, is a prime example of that. It gets him on the move. It takes some pressure off an offensive line that is still growing and developing, and you hope turns into an offensive line you can trust in sure dropback situations. And more importantly, it allows the Steelers' athleticism and speed and size to kind of shine over the middle of the field. And so I think there's multiple ways to access the middle of the field, but I think that's a really big way to do it. So I'm expecting we're going to see that rollout stuff. I think it's a really good conduit for them against man-to-man teams. Are we going to see it against the Bengals necessarily? I'm not sure we're going to. It's not really the type of team I think that you would see it against. I think, you know, the Ravens, for example, sure. That's a game where I think you could see these types of concepts come out. Against the Packers when they have Parsons and Gary, sure, I could see that as well. So there's multiple reasons you utilize that, but it is a nice kind of doing it all encapsulating type of concept that allows them to access parts of the field they wouldn't otherwise be able to access. So, yeah, I think we will see more of it.
I think Patrick Queen played his best game as a Steeler on Sunday, Nick. Would you agree with that? And do you think that this consistent play we've seen from Queen the last couple of games is going to be able to be sustainable?
Well, listen, I think you're right. He has played his best two or three games here, really dating back to New England, that he has as a Steeler. And I do think it's sustainable. We're seeing a guy in his natural element. He has always been a guy that is better when he is just flying downhill in a blitzing scheme, and the Steelers are that this year. They have decided to become Blitzburg again, and they lead the league in blitz rate right now. It's not a surprise to me. I think Patrick Queen signed here because that was one of the promises the Steelers told him. He wanted to be in a blitz scheme. He wanted to be in a scheme that kind of accentuated his strengths, his athleticism. He is just seeing the ball really well right now. He's processing at a different level. He's in his zone. And coverage, I think, has been the really big positive for them right now. You know, it's not just the run game. It's not just the screen game. It's not just him blitzing, which have all been very good. He's making plays in coverage. You know, he's not being manipulated by quarterback size and moved out of windows right now. He looks comfortable. And as that green dot linebacker, he looks great as a play caller. You know, kind of being that guy to relay everything. The communication has been more fluid recently. And so I think Patrick Queen has really stepped up his game. And, yeah, I do think it is sustainable because I think the Steelers scheme is exactly what fits his strength. He is the type of player, he's not in the, you know, Fred Warner tier of players, but he is right below that. And having a guy that can do so many things as inside linebacker when there are not many good inside linebackers in the league right now is really valuable for a defense.
All right, let's get back to Freiermuth, because I guess I'm a little bit confused here. Why did they draft him if they knew they were playing a bunch of 4-3 teams and there were questions about his blocking? I mean, aren't you then drafting a guy who's, you know, only hits against lefties, so to speak? I mean, what are we doing here? Why did they draft him? And if that was the case, Mike Tomlin has been speaking these last couple weeks like this is obvious and always, you know, always known that you can't possibly play a guy like that against 4-3 teams at tight end.
So the schematic kind of changes of the NFL since then have changed. More five-man fronts, bigger edge rushers. When Muth came into the league, there weren't these big teams tanking on the edge. You know, those edge rushers that we talk about in a 4-3 were very similar to a 4-3 outside linebacker. They weren't these 300-pound hulks. So that's part of that. In terms of drafting him, I also thought, you know, his blocking at Penn State showed flashes. And so I think they thought, hey, we can develop this guy into a blocker and he can take a leap. He really hasn't taken a huge leap. He's actually been, to be quite honest with you, when you watch the tape this year, I actually think he has taken a decent enough leap as a blocker. He's not a total non-zero there anymore. I think they should trust him a little more, to be quite honest with you, which has always been my argument, is why is Pat not playing more? I just don't understand the Jonnu Smith fascination, to be quite honest with you. But I think the fit has always kind of been, hey, he's going to be a guy that can be a zone kind of beater. He can be a seam buster, and we can develop his blocking. And the blocking part just never truly blossomed. And so I think when that's the scouting ideas, you know, he's a big guy. He's not Darnell Washington big, but he is a big guy. And so I think that's what they thought when they drafted him was, hey, he'll be able to inline block because we'll be able to develop this part of his game. But it just hasn't necessarily truly blossomed into that. So that's what I think they came from when they drafted him. But by 2023, I think that became clear. Thus, Darnell Washington enters the picture.
So this question we've been asking for over a year now is about number two receivers, Nick. And there's always thoughts that the Steelers are still looking, and it's been clear that they have. They've looked at some names and bigger names. Do you think they're going to do anything before the trade deadline or at the trade deadline to acquire a so-called number two or somebody who, in case of emergency, let's say DK Metcalf gets injured, that they have more depth there? Because right now it seems to be shallow in terms of the depth. What do you think happens there? And what, if any player, would be made available in a trade if it takes a trade to get that done?
Well, I do think we see them make a trade at wide receiver. I think something happens there. I'm not so sure it's the trendy names. I'm not sure, you know, it's your Chris Olaves, your Rashid Shaheeds, your Jacoby Myers. I'm not sure it's going to be that group. I do think this is the year to maybe take that swing because I think the AFC is so wide open that if you're going to do it, I'd be in favor of it this year. But I'm not so sure they're going to. I still have said this since preseason, and because his role has been getting phased out and that team is 0-6, I still think Alan Lazard is probably the likeliest option. He's an Aaron Rodgers guy. It's not an inspiring option. He's just kind of another guy. But he does bring size that they don't have, and he does bring a built-in connection with Aaron Rodgers. So I can see that being kind of their move, and that's what they're going to patch it up with. If you're going to talk about players being moved, I mean, we talked about Freiermuth. I think given the kind of role he has, he's probably somebody that could be included in a trade. Outside of that, I mean, there's not really guys. I don't see them trading an edge rusher. I don't think they're going to move Alex Highsmith. I think that is not going to happen. And outside of that, I'm just not sure who else they would move. Maybe a safety, but I think they like having the safety depth that they have. So I think Freiermuth is the one true player that I can see them moving. But I think if you're going to look at a receiver, it's probably going to be draft compensation there, which might discourage them from going for one of those bigger fish I talked about, because we know eyes still towards the future to a degree. The 2026 quarterback class does loom.
Bob, may I engage Nick in a game of free association?
You're free to do that, yes.
Nick, cool. The questions will be short. The answers will be shorter. Are you ready? We'll go through about 10 of them.
Cool. Works for me.
Steelers will be the number one seed in the AFC.
No, that's not happening.
Steelers will have a home playoff game.
Yes, that will happen.
Steelers will win the AFC North by at least two games.
Yes, I believe that will end up happening.
Bills will miss the playoffs.
That will not happen.
Patriots will win the division.
That will not happen.
Ooh.
Ooh, is right. Chiefs will wind up back in the Super Bowl for the AFC.
Yep, I think they're the best team in the conference.
Oh, my God. I think you might be right. Who will be the Super Bowl rep from the NFC?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There you go.
There you go.
And that's your MVP dude right there.
Is that your MVP dude right there, Baker Mayfield?
It's him and Mahomes. I think it's 1-2.
The Steelers will draft a quarterback next year.
Yes, they will.
Who will it be, in your humble opinion, Nick?
If I had to take a guess right now.
If you say Drew Aller, we're cutting you off.
No, we're not.
I'm saying Ty Simpson from Alabama right now.
Aaron Rodgers will be back for one more year.
I don't think so. I think he's going to call it a career.
The Steelers will trade for a number two receiver.
They will trade for a number two receiver.
And yet, you like Calvin Austin better than most. True or false?
True. I do like Calvin Austin a lot more than people do.
Bob, I thought Nick did great in this. Did you?
Yeah, short answers. You wanted them, you got them.
That was as good as it gets, Nick. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, Nick.
Great stuff. That's Nick Farabaugh. Read him at Penn Live.
Oh, you were going to ask him about Franklin.
Oh, get Nick back on the line. Is he still there, Limits?
No, he just hung up.
Why'd he hang up so fast?
I don't know. He said he's been having Wi-Fi problems today. He's been trying to fix. That's why I couldn't be on the
video. He's focused on the Steelers. Let's get to James Franklin next. But hold on. Who did he say the Steelers would draft? I was focused on the questions.
Bob, do you remember?
I don't think he said, did he say a name? I think
he did. So, the kid from Alabama.
Simpson.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you like him?
I do. I like the Mateer kid. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah,
Oklahoma?
John Mateer.
Mateer looks like he's the kind of guy you'd want on an NFL team. Whether or not that, you know, is how it turns out, who knows.
May I read you Mel Kiper's 10 best quarterback prospects right now next year, Bob?
And I'd like to know what it was at the beginning of the season.
I can tell you both those things next, Bob. Okay. I have the technology here. And then we're going to get into James Franklin and that whole situation and who might replace him. And that combined, Penn State's downturn is coinciding with a Pitt upturn thanks to Mason Heinchel. And I can't wait to talk about this guy, Bob. We'll do that. Next, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And then, Bob, there's FanDuel, and there's a lot of big games this weekend. Make no mistake about that. And there's one Thursday night, too, I might add. How do you think this game goes, Bob? You think it's a high-scoring one or no?
You know, that's I don't know about this. I have visions of what happened last year where Russell Wilson went in there, threw it all over the place, and they scored in the 40s, and they allowed in the 30s. I don't think that's going to happen just because I don't think Flacco and company are going to be able to generate that many points. So I'm saying probably if the over and under is, did I see it at 40 or 40, 39 and a half?
Yeah.
I would go over that, though.
Wow.
I still think the Steelers are going to be able to score. Cincinnati's defense is no good.
I think the Steelers' defense is going to bust them up. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but I love the fact that Mike Tomlin metered out the snap counts the other day. Some guys got rest at the end of the game. They have a ton of depth, and they're healthy on defense right now. And when the Steelers are healthy on defense, they're trouble.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mel Kiper today put out his top 10 quarterbacks in next year's draft. And I want you and city limits, Bob, to tell me you love, like, or don't like this guy. You ready?
And I want to know what his list was earlier, because obviously things have changed.
I couldn't retrieve that.
Okay, but I'm sure it has changed. That.
Well, yeah, everybody's has. I mean, look at Drew Aller, number one. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Number one, Dante Moore from Oregon. Bob?
Well, we saw him in that Penn State game, and it looked like he was, you know, certainly very comfortable on the big stage of that game. And I've watched him since. He's a pretty talented kid. I don't know if I'd have him number one, though.
I like him a lot. Now, he was outplayed by number two on the list, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana. Love, like, or not like that?
I like
spot.
Him, but again, I'm not going to be sold on any of these guys until I see the final stats of the entire season.
I know, but all we can say is whether we love, like him now, Bob. We don't have the entire season at our disposal.
I know. Okay, like.
I got to see more of Mendoza. I haven't seen him.
In a different way.
No, I didn't.
Austin.
No.
You just said we got to see more of him.
I said I have to basically see him. I have no opinion because I haven't really watched their games. It would be idiotic of me to say if I like, love, or don't like him. I haven't seen him really, Bob. Okay. For which I apologize. That's different than saying I'll wait till the end of the year. I can't try to fool the listeners here, Bob.
I'm not trying to fool the listeners. I'm just trying to be honest.
You've probably seen him. You watch a lot more than I do
watch
because
a lot
you're
of football
at KDK
and I have seen
with,
him.
The, with all those
right.
TVs
and
on.
So I have seen him, and I like him. I don't know if I would
Fair enough.
Take him as, you know, first-round pick.
Well, he looks like one on Mel Kiper's list. Limits, how about those two guys? Very quickly, Moore, Mendoza.
I do like Moore a lot. He didn't play great in the Indiana game. I also am like you. I haven't seen enough of Mendoza.
Ty Simpson from Alabama.
I like him.
I'm starting to like him a lot, and I have seen more of him. I think he's the fastest riser on the board. Limits?
I don't really like him yet.
Why?
Just not my cup of tea at quarterback yet.
What's he, Earl Grey?
You want to talk about a film breakdown there, Limits?
Chamomile instead?
That was good stuff.
Yeah, I'm just not on board the Simpson bandwagon just yet.
Lenoris Sellers from South Carolina.
I like him. More than I like the others.
The bits I've seen of him, I haven't loved, Bobby. Is four touchdowns and two interceptions.
I know, but
we
can
agree to disagree.
His athleticism intrigues me.
Wonder Twin?
I like his athleticism, too, but he's just not put it together in the big games this year. Last year, he was solid.
5 through 10. Give me one guy you like more than the others. Mateer? Carson Beck from Miami? Garrett Nussmeier from LSU? Sam Levitt from ASU? Jordan Mayava from USC, and Mr. Drew Aller from Penn State.
I'm taking Mateer, and I'm not going to totally shy away from Drew Aller. So I still think, given all this injury stuff, it's going to make it difficult to assess him, as I think a lot of teams would like to, but I think he can be a productive player in the NFL. So I'm going to go, John Mateer is a guy I really like. If I'm going to pick really like, not yet love, I really like him.
I really like Garrett Nussmeier. I would be very happy if the Steelers drafted Nussmeier. I would.
And he throws interceptions every week, Limits.
Yeah, which one of these quarterbacks isn't? Like, I do like Mateer. I'm a little bit concerned that he's too much of a runner and needs to develop more in the pocket, especially just the way that Oklahoma offense is definitely caters to him. And then I'm not fully out on Aller, too. I mean, I've given the 95% speech that I am on, but if he's going to be somebody they could get in the third round, I'd be okay with it.
All right.
You think he'll be all the way in the third round? Because
I don't know, Bob. I feel like the injury is going to hurt him, the inconsistency. He did not play well this year.
No.
That he's going to be drafted on traits, and that might, because if you're not a first-round pick, you're going to slide a little bit, and that could result in the third round, especially because of workouts
sort of
and everything.
Like Mason
he's
Rudolph,
injured.
Right? They had a first round, and he didn't get selected, and all of a sudden you fall further.
Right. So I think that could happen, Aller.
Sunny today, a high of 70, Ernie Stautner, low of 55, Cole Holcomb, who had a nice hit in the game the other day. He provides nice
and
depth,
he started,
doesn't he?
Yeah, I like what Mike Tomlin did in starting 12 guys. He announced 12, including Nick Herbert, just because out of respect for what he's done.
I like the depth at both linebacker spots. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, that leads us into a little Penn State talk we can carry over to the top of the hour and morph into Pitt talk at some point. As the savvy old news hound reported the other day, Bob, or at least I wrote about this based on USA Today's report, this whole buyout with James Franklin was so overrated in the first place, and there was language in many coaches' contracts. Franklin's hadn't yet been released, but many college coaches' contracts that said, if you go to a new school, the right. money you receive there will mitigate this buyout. And that's exactly what frontofficesports.com Amanda Krestovich wrote this story. Here it goes. After abruptly firing James Franklin, Penn State owes the former football coach close to $50 million in buyout money, among the largest in the history of college sports. But if Franklin gets a new job soon, that number could significantly diminish. In fact, Penn State may not owe him anything at all. They got the terms, they obtained the terms of his 2021 contract extension, and it read like this, and I quote, should coach obtain such applicable employment prior to the date this contract would otherwise have expired, the university's obligation to make payments will be offset by the total compensation earned in his new deal.
Offset.
Yeah,
Right. It may not be totally. They still may be on the hook for $10 million or something
of that nature. It's pocket change, Bob.
I'll take that pocket change.
Oh, I would too, but for Penn State, it's pocket change.
Right, I understand. But he can also decide, I'm not going to do anything.
Well, here's the other little glitch to that. Once terminated, coach is obligated to diligently search for and make, and where is this? To diligently search for and make a good faith effort to obtain another position appropriate for his skill set. There you go.
Okay, he can do that, but still not take one.
But he's going to okay, that could happen, but I think we all know he's going to be much Maybe. Sought after and that he'll take
he
the
will,
deal.
But I'm also saying to you that if he decides I've had enough of this, he can go through the process.
Well, then Adidas steps in and says, here, take this, or that 700, whatever it is, $700 million project they're doing over at Penn State on all the athletic stuff suddenly becomes a $660 million project, right?
Yeah, there's certainly ways around it.
They're going to get around it, and they're also going to pay a new coach. They're going to have the pick of the litter, and they're going to pay whatever that guy wants. And do we all agree on that?
Yes, fully agree.
So then the next question is, where do you think James Franklin would go next if he's intended to go, if he wants to keep going? There are a lot of ACC schools that could use him, right?
Name some. I mean,
Virginia Tech.
Yeah,
I can go down the list. I think they could swap out Mike Norvell at Florida State. He's struggling right now. It was 2-10 last year, and they're not the same team this year. How about if they make a move and he has buyout language, and then all of a sudden that job becomes off. I mean, there are a number of jobs that will be available. I think, and he'll have his pick of what those jobs are if he wants to do it.
Well, the other question is, who's going to step in at Penn State? What kind of job is that? Let's talk about that next. And there's one guy on this list from The Athletic by Bruce Feldman, who, in my opinion, is as good a college football writer as there is.
And we've had him on the show, right?
Yes, we have. Unfortunately, Limits, did he give us the Belfont snorkel today?
We did receive the Belfont snorkel, yes.
Tell us all about your interaction with Bruce Feldman. How'd it go?
Well, there wasn't much of an interaction, Joe. I sent him a nice text message, and he did not respond last night.
Oh. Well, maybe he was busy, Bob. You can't call that a Belfont snorkel yet, can you?
If he said he would do it and he didn't do it, it is.
That's a snorkel.
That's a snorkel.
And he said he would do it, right?
No, he didn't. I was ghosted, Bob.
Oh, you were ghosted.
Maybe I should have emailed him. That's how we've gotten him, because I actually know the guy. I shouldn't have relied. And not that you didn't do anything wrong, but he just doesn't know you.
Austin, he just insulted you.
He did.
He just said,
no, I didn't.
You're nothing. I'm the guy who gets
He said,
stuff.
No, I'm the guy. No, peasant is not going to get a response.
I know Bruce Feldman. So when I've talked to him, he's come on.
I know.
He probably saw a note from this guy.
At some point, he had a deal with Austin
Bechtold, and then he probably looked up and said, where's this guy from? And then
also,
they probably showed
in your text,
him
did you say who you are and where you were?
Yes.
Okay. And
I said,
the problem.
Can you come on with Bob Pompeiani and Joe Starkey?
And then he probably looked you up and saw you in a Drew Aller jersey yesterday and said, okay, this is what, some Penn State fan show. I can't do this.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
Yes, he is, Bob.
I think that's what happened, Bob.
Yeah, well, he may call he may get back to you soon here. You never know. It's not yet we'll a Belfont snorkel until the show's over.
Right. I think, is there a 24-hour snorkel rule?
I'll give you 24 hours, yeah.
Yeah, even 48 in some cases. He's very busy.
He was on the Cowherd show yesterday.
He was?
Yes.
All right, then he is answering emails, so the snorkel time shortens to maybe 16 hours, Bob, right?
I think at the end of the show, the snorkel time is done. You're drowning at that point. No more snorkeling.
Do you give him a follow-up email and say, Bruce, we saw you on the McAfee show?
No, I think that would send a wrong message.
What would the message be?
Message, hey, Bruce, we know you're in popular demand. We would love to include you in our program. And
yeah.
We have big viewership and big YouTube following. I think you would love it. Plus, it connects you with Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, Penn State.
Wow. Did you listen to that? Take notes here, Limits. Yeah.
That's a lot better than, you know, Bruce, you've been around with a lot of the bigger guys. Can you help out the little folks here?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.